Yes. Okay. All right. So then let's move to our next agenda item, which is on the GAC working methods. Thank you to Portugal for briefing us on that, on the strategy working group. So we have a lead, Spain. Could you come to the front for this item, please?
Thank you, Heather. Good morning, everyone. I'm here to update you on the work has been carried out by the working group on GAC working methods. Maybe you recall that I already gave a presentation to you in Buenos Aires, and this time I will try to be shorter because we already know more or less what has been dealing with. And The main objective of the working group is to actually improve the GAC in the way we function, to make us more efficient and understood by the community when we make decisions and we provide advice to the board. So, I've prepared a short presentation, as I was saying. We just want to show you what the advantages of the implementation of the measures that we are proposing here could be to try to boost the way we actually work and try to really implement all the necessary measures to achieve all these goals. So I will. Thank you for that to Julia, and I will go through the slides. What we want to convey to you is that we can be better organized when we work. We have to, of course, rely on the secretariat, which is doing incredibly good work, to try to make us more efficient. We have to empower the vice chairs so that the workload can be shared, and there's more regional approach to different countries so that we can make the GAC more inclusive. We can make improvements in the gender setting. We can have an annual work plan so that we all know what we're talking about when we try to schedule all the meetings that we've got ahead. You know that we've been under very, very high pressure. We have a workload which is surpassing us. So the institutional meetings can as well be improved. We could seek for more information from the different things that are happening when we are not here in the plenaries. We can enhance the minutes and the meeting handling and the communique drafting. These are several things that have been carried out in last months already. But it would be nice to have all this implemented and through the work plan that I will present afterwards. As I was saying, we need more participation in GAC discussions. So we need to be more involved with ICANN staff. We could conduct surveys. And as I was saying, the preparation ahead of the meetings in terms of circulating of documents and all the stuff that we need to understand what we're talking about and what are we discussing, because sometimes we've got such an incredible amount of things to work through that it's difficult for me at least to follow everything in a timely manner. It's very important that we have all the preparatory documents. I wanted to emphasize that the use of the six UN official languages in Portuguese is of extreme importance. So to have all the documents as well in the several languages is crucial. We have to have a better interaction with the community. So we cannot be seen anymore as a community that just meets for a week and produces a communique and there's nothing else there. We really believe that we have to engage with the rest of the ICANN environment. So one of the things that were proposed and has been dealt with in other consultation group that Manal Ismail was telling you the other day is the reverse GAC liaisons and the GAC engagement. So we have to improve the way that we communicate our decisions or our debates or discussions to the rest of the ecosystem. So we have to explain the rationale that's behind our decisions. So when we provide advice to the board, why did we get the conclusion? So we have to be better understood by the rest of the community. One of the means to improve our transparency is to handle our sessions open by default, which is something that has reached more a consensus. So that's something that I will talk about this again, but it's something that is could be important to increase our transparency. The monitoring the implementation of GAC advice is as well something that really has to be improved. So if we agree that the main outcome of our meetings is the advice that we provide to the board, it's important that we as well monitor the implementation of this. So as regards the decision-making process, this has been taken out of the scope of the implementation plan, and it's beyond the scope of the working group. So don't take into account the three first lines, please. And I will end the presentation with a request from you, from colleagues of the GAC, because all these high-level objectives, so to say, have been reflected in an implementation plan that has been circulated to you via email and has as well been circulated in paper copy on Saturday, if I'm not wrong. And it has said a layout of a scorecard in which we have reflected of all the measures that we have identified to achieve these goals. So this scorecard contains as well the correspondence with the applicable ATRT2 recommendations applicable to the GAC. So you can see there that we have been as well taking into account that. And now my main primary goal today is I just go briefly through this implementation plan, so please bear with me for just a couple of minutes more. These goals could be achieved through the enhancing the role of the secretariat. I'm not going through each and every measure because I already did so in Buenos Aires, and you can read it here. But then it's about enhancing the secretariat. It's about having this work plan and calendar, handling of the meetings, the agenda, the community interaction. It's about the advice to the board, the monitoring, the description of our advice, the rationale behind our decisions, the interaction with other constituencies and the broader ICANN community, and increasing the participation in the GAC. So, as I was saying, my primary goal today is to to get a green light from you in order to proceed with the rollout, the implementation of this plan that has been circulated. So I would kindly ask my colleagues to express their view on this, and if there's any opposition to the implementation of this plan that, I have to say, it's important to say that has contains all the practicality measures and have been agreed upon. So there's nothing contentious in the plan. There's nothing that can actually raise any kind of concern. So to implement this practicalities and these measures from now on, and to have them ready for the next meeting in Los Angeles. I would like to have this to have this support. That's what I'm asking you today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Spain, for giving us an overview. Okay, so we're seeking agreement to move forward on the matters that Spain has outlined, and I think you have in your documents in front of you, there should be hard copies regarding suggested actions that could be taken now as a result of the various work items. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So there's a document by the name of GAC Working Methods Implementation Plan to be agreed before or at the London meeting, the version dated June 21st, 2014. And so we have a series of measures proposed, and then in the last column, a series of suggested actions to be taken. So we're looking for agreement to proceed on those suggested actions. Argentina, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Rafael, for the update and the presentation. Argentina would like to commend the work, the excellent work that Spain has done in preparing this document and leading this working group. By the way, if you see our comments for Net Mundial, we do a specific reference to your work in this working group because we think it's a relevant issue. So Argentina is in favor of the document and to move forward with implementation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Argentina. Okay. So shall we go through each item? So Secretariat is the first item, and then there are three suggested actions in relation to that for the working group to prepare with support a fact sheet to inform about respective roles regarding the Secretariat staff, both from ICANN and from ACIG. Another measure to look at the Secretariat role in relation to Article 11 of the GAC Operating Principles, and a third action to develop a briefing paper regarding the website. Okay, so are there any comments or questions about that for Spain? Okay. All right, so let's keep moving through the document. That seems to be non-controversial and allows us to proceed. Okay. All right. Also, suggestion to develop a work plan for the GAC, another one that I think is quite straightforward for us, non-controversial, and in fact useful to our work. So as a suggested action, the preparation of that work plan. Okay, I see no comments there. Australia, please.
Thank you, Chair. And to echo the comments from my colleague from Argentina, thank you to Spain for taking the lead on this work. It's been very comprehensive and much appreciated. In terms of the work plan, I'm obviously supportive of this. I think it's very useful. I'm just interested whether how this will be formalised and if how things will get on or off of the work plan, whether there'll be flexibility for issues that arise during the year if they may not be on the work plan. Is this something contemplated by the working group, or will this be the next step when it comes to implementing, where we draw it up and say, here's how we'll do it? Or will we just remain flexible and sensible about this and it's something that I shouldn't worry about at all?
Yeah, thank you, Peter. Yeah, we believe we should be flexible by default. I mean, this is intended to make our life easier. And of course, if we get the annual planning, there's some whatever that comes into the planification. We just can fix it on spot. And yeah, sure.
Thank you. UK, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thank you, Spain, for leading off and doing all this very valuable work. I mean, just a quick point on that work plan. It might be worthwhile incorporating some basic risk analysis. You know, we plan work ahead. What might be a risk to that work if it, in terms of delay, or if we're relying on a consultation with another supporting organization or advisory committee and they say they haven't got time to do it? You know, some sort of basic risk analysis you could incorporate into that work plan document. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. Yeah, there could be a possible workable suggestion. Yeah, let us go through that and try. We can kind of work out an annual plan. I can have as much information as possible. And yeah, thank you.
United States, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Rafa. Thank you for Spain's initiative. You've done an enormous amount of work, and I do appreciate that you have converted the very lengthy emails with multiple attachments into a very handy chart. I really appreciate that. I will say, on the work plan, if I could make a suggestion, I'm guessing that our ACIG secretariat would be too modest to suggest that they might not be able to take on all of these assignments. So when it comes to work plan, I would also recommend that we explicitly acknowledge that this would have to be done in collaboration with ICANN staff. And I continue to believe that actually the policy staff is, I believe, willing and able to provide more support, and they probably need to, in light of our GAC GNSO work, to facilitate earlier engagement of the GAC in GNSO policy development processes. So we need some substantive input and updates in terms of deadlines and those kinds of things. And that would be very helpful, I think, to have integrated into the work plan. And I just, in closing, would concur with Australia's comment about let's be sensible and flexible. So this doesn't read like, you know, once this is decided, that's it, you're fixed. So I think we always have to have a little bit of flexibility. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Tom would like to respond from the ACIG Secretariat.
Thank you, Heather. While I appreciate Suzanne's concerns for general well-being of Michelle and myself in tackling a workload, I appreciate the point that is being made. However, the totality of the services provided to the GAC in recent times, and now that we are close to formalising our longer-term arrangement, is not just about ASIG resources. It's all about, as well, ICANN support staff, and it's about contribution and cooperation with a range of staff in ICANN as well, so that we now have time and resources to develop linkages, which we have already started doing, with a range of ICANN staff to ensure that their input to assist and inform the GAC is focused in the way that's most relevant to your concerns. And so what you're seeing from us is not just 24/7 work from ASIG staff, but in fact a range of contributions from ICANN staff and ourselves, and indeed other stakeholders, that we're trying to synthesise for you and to make sure that the information flows. So I guess I'm just reassuring the US and others that the capacity to deliver what these working method recommendations are proposing, that capacity is certainly there, but it is spread across a number of players, all of whom have a lot of goodwill towards supporting the GAC into the future. I just wanted to make that clear. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you. Iran, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Spain, for the hard work that you have done. Just a question, because I have not followed the working group. Is the work plan based on a particular time frame? Is it annual? Is it biennial or some others? Number one. Number two, is there any order of priority which will be included or foreseen with respect to the work plan? Third, as far as I understood, and I am working for in many other organizations, work plan is a live document. At each meeting, we should spend about half an hour to update that based on the progress that we have made or based on the degree of priority that we may associate to particular things to moving up and down based on the circumstances. So it should not be something rigid, even within a year. So that is something some other international organizations are doing, and it helps very much. So we have to really consider that. And then if the objective that is in the work plan is not met, we should have a good reason for that. What I am experiencing that unfortunately there are items on our agenda for sessions and sessions and sessions without having any definitive objectives that when we have to finish this item. Coming from one meeting to the other meeting, we spend an hour or so on that, leave it, next meeting again, and so on and so forth. So let us say undetermined or indefinite conclusion on that. So we should have some sort of at least objectives in concluding things. If the issue is going on, we accumulate the agenda items, and we will be criticizing ourselves that we are not making a progress. We're just coming here, taking agenda, and I have seen items on the agenda at least since, let us say, 46th meeting of the GAC, and still the issue is continuing. Sometimes, yes, it requires to be continued. Sometimes, no, we have to put an end on that, but not leaving that. If there are some other elements that beyond our control in the GAC and other entities are involved, we have to find a solution and push for those entities not to put us in the sort of depending situations. So that is something that we have to really take into account in the which has also some relations, distinguished off well, with the agenda setting, this work plan. So you have to have also that one. And something which may not be quite important at this stage, but also we should think about the respecting the time of the meetings. Sometimes we have to use Swiss watch. 20 minutes is 20 minutes. That's all. And we should not relax that for half an hour or 40 minutes or 50 minutes and so on and so forth. Chair and vice chair should be on their position 5 minutes before the start of the meeting. All of them. They should start the meeting even though half of the room is empty. Then it brings the people pushing that come at the meeting on time. So we see that we are very relaxing positions with respect to the following of the time. It is not to the working method directly, but indirectly. So I just now request you, distinguished Raphael, to possibly comment on the three items apart from this respecting the time, that is another issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rania. Actually, the plan is meant to be annual, as on your first question. And yeah, of course, as the speakers have already mentioned, the plan will be, of course, flexible. And I repeat that this is meant to make us more efficient and to make our lives easier. So, of course, to be more efficient, we have to be able to be flexible. And as regards the time handling in meetings, this is something that is going to be discussed right now. So you were ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so let's keep moving through the document. So we have some suggested actions in relation to the preparation of meeting agendas. again, we've had some experience with putting this in place already, and I expect this is not controversial. So I see no request to speak there. Regarding GAC community interaction, Lebanon, please.
Thank you. Thanks, Raphael and the team. It's a great work. As far as the meeting agenda is concerned, I believe based on the previous discussions about having a flexible yet known plan with dates and knowing exactly what we need to achieve throughout the period, I believe the preliminary agenda should be set at the meeting today for the next one and then go from there. Otherwise, we will be shooting in the dark. Thanks.
Thank you, Lebanon. So I hope you will be there Thursday morning when we have that discussion exactly to plan the agendas. We will also be setting a call for approximately 4 weeks after today's meeting so that we can have a discussion about the agenda and how things look 1 month after we conclude here in London. And we will also be setting the call to happen approximately 6 weeks or so before Los Angeles, which again will be to further finalize our agenda for our next meeting. So let me offer that assurance that we are putting in place quite a robust process with opportunities to shape that agenda and identify what our priorities are in the intersessional periods between our meetings. So thank you for that. All right. So we have some suggested actions proposed in relation to GAC community interaction. Some suggested actions in relation to GAC advice to the board. In addition, interaction with other constituencies. Some suggested actions there. Okay. I see no requests. Iran, please.
Chairman, I may not be at the right moment, but where we can include interaction between the chair of the GAC and the GAC itself. Chair would attend the board and need to communicate the views or decisions to GAC and reflect the views of the GAC. So we would like to establish a sort of the better communications that we are all informed of what has happened, and we are all informed why something that we have asked has not been happened, what is the reason for that, and having some further reflection. So we need to just make these communications better and transparent and understood by everybody. So sorry that it may increase the role of the future GAC chair, but that is something very interesting. In fact, the chair, apart from all his duties, also is a communicator or a messenger between the GAC and the outside of the GAC. And this communication path need to be followed, need to be respected, and need to be properly and timely responded. Where that has happened in this schedule? Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. So that is on the last page. It's the last item proposed regarding reporting to GAC, and there are some suggested actions proposed there in relation to that item. In addition to that, we have some suggested actions in relation to increasing active participation in the GAC. And the handling of meetings, where we have several actions proposed. So are there any comments on these questions, or can we take it as agreed then that we can proceed with these actions? United States, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and apologies for struggling a little bit to know exactly where we are. But I did want to concur with a sentiment that I thought I heard you express, which is to engage more and more GAC members in not only to help the Secretariat create the agendas and plan and organize our sessions, but to actually perhaps create working groups to help monitor and manage issues so that we are actually able, better able perhaps, to develop potential GAC positions on an intersessional basis that could then be brought forward instead of finding ourselves, since again, I think the workload, we all agree that the workload has grown enormously and it poses quite a challenge. So in addition to sort of urging ICANN to perhaps hit the pause button on a few issues and to maybe consult the community in a priority ranking of work, we too could do the same thing. So it was just to concur with the idea that we are open to creating as many discrete working groups as possible to help develop potential GAC positions on substantive matters. Thank you.
Thank you for pointing out the issue of working groups and creating those. It's been clear, I think, that we have needed working groups to deal with issues, and I think it's expected that this would be necessary in the future as well. So that suggestion, I think, is useful to us to keep in mind as we move forward with implementation. Iran, please.
Yes, Chairman, sorry to come again. Two issues came to our mind, and I think one of them we have discussed. One issue is we would like to examine and consider is the sort of the briefing of the new GAC member at the beginning of each meeting. There should be a session, maybe even before the start of the GAC meeting or at the lunch break, conducted by vice chairs to brief the newcomers to know what is the GAC. Some people, they said at the beginning, maybe they are not totally, but they may be lost what we are doing. So it is better that this some sort of briefing or orientation be organized. And together with that, we also would like to know what action is being taken or should be taken in order to attract more members from the, 195 or 200 potential from the 140 that we have. Is there any action being taken to attract more GAC, in particular in developing or least developed countries, knowing that why they don't come to the GAC? Lack of interest, lack of money, lack of what? And that is that because we need to engage more peoples in order to have to bring enrichment to the GAC. That is important issue. So I would like to share with you and ask my distinguished Rafael if they have been also thinking of these two issues. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ran. We have actually been thinking about this last issue that you mentioned. One of the things that we can discuss afterwards when we, or whether we have this discussion concluded with the green light, we could discuss as well about the, what we believe is the role of the vice chairs could be as well enhanced or reinforced to reach out to different regions of the world so that we can attract more GAC members, as you mentioned. So that could be one of the things. And as regards the first thing you mentioned, I find it a very good idea to as we are growing numbers here in the GAC, to have some kind of welcome debriefing or something like that so that they can understand and they can engage in a timely manner. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Spain, United States.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Spain, again. I hope you don't mind. I'm sorry to take the microphone again. I'd like to make a suggestion in terms of the, I think Iran is quite correct in sort of noting that as we attract new members, it is, of course, very challenging when you come into a GAC meeting for your first, second, or even third time to sort of understand where things are, where do we think we're going. I do think that, you know, we do have a GAC GSE working group. And that's, again, where I think we can utilize, under Lebanon's leadership of that working group, we can utilize ICANN's resources to do that kind of outreach. I'm personally very hesitant for us to impose enormous burdens on our chair and vice chair beyond what they already do. I think we have to be mindful that all of us have regular jobs in capital. So I do think we need to leverage the resources that ICANN has. And certainly the Global Stakeholder Engagement Group is, in fact, I believe, doing this kind of regional outreach. So I think we could piggyback there. And then if I could add a note of, we need to add a social aspect, if I could suggest, to our GAC agendas. And I have found it very difficult with our new seating plan. I know we have new members, and I have to apologize because I'm not entirely sure I know who they are by face. And it would be, I would be very grateful if I would have the opportunity to actually meet new colleagues. So perhaps we could, again, think about maybe an opening day GAC lunch, an opening GAC cocktail that is just for us to meet each other and to kind of say hello, greet new members, and have more time. Our schedules become so busy that we miss these opportunities. And yet it is the face-to-face interaction that helps us advance the work and facilitates good relations. So I'd like to put in a bid for some social activities somehow. And I hope colleagues would agree with me that this is not actually a frivolous suggestion. I think it would have some payoffs. Thank you.
Okay, there are more requests to speak. Okay, good suggestions. Thank you, United States, and others for their suggestions to do outreach and to provide support to our new members. So I have Switzerland and the Netherlands. Switzerland, please.
Caribbean Telecom.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Nous aimerions.
Thank you, Madame Chair. We would also like to thank our colleagues from Spain who have done an excellent job regarding the working methods that should be improved. With respect to the topic we are discussing right now, we think it's important to ensure the GAC visibility. The visibility of the GAC's work, not only for the member states participating at the GAC or those that may potentially participate, but also to others outside the GAC. We think that the chair and vice chairs of the GAC had a significant role to play. Perhaps we are imposing more burden on them. But if that burden, that roles and responsibility are properly balanced among the chair and the vice chairs, the work may be strengthened and we may enhance communications. We have discussed several times at these meetings of the possibility of having a representation of the chair and vice chairs of the regional representations. And I think that if we think about regional representations so as to have a more proportionate representation at the GAC chair and vice chairs, it would be helpful because the vice chairs will be directly talking to their respective region and perhaps they may sell, if you allow me to use this term, what GAC is doing at their relevant regions.
The CTU and Denmark asking to speak, and then I'm going to close. I see Russia, and then I will close the speaking order so that we can move to the next item on our agenda. Okay, so next, the Netherlands, please.
Yes, thank you, Heather.
Basically, Switzerland kept my the points I wanted to say. Very thankful, Switzerland. Is I think we were basically also of the opinion that the GAC, for its legitimacy, its exposure to the external world, not only within ICANN but also outside, needs much more engagement within the fora in which also internet domain names are being discussed. So we were very much urged for a very active participation of the leadership of the GAC in also outside ICANN. I think the point of that these the, let's say, the chair and vice chairs have, of course, limited resources. I think Jose said this, something to take into account, but it's not something which should hinder this. There, I mean, there are options to use other parties, also ICANN. But in essence, first we have to define the roles and the amount of what is expected from the roles, and then we have to look at resources and other things. It should not be the way around. Thank you.
Next, the CTU, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'd certainly endorse the sentiments expressed by Switzerland and the Netherlands. I think there is merit in regional representation at the level of the vice chairs. So that is something I wholly support. But in response to a comment made by my colleague from Iran about why countries, many countries are not represented in the GAC, it is simply a lack of awareness, a lack of understanding. And so the outreach emphasis has to be given on reaching out to those other countries who are not represented here. And I would like to, you know, throw my hat in the ring and say that I am prepared to work in terms of getting more representation from the Caribbean. I'm prepared to do that. And I don't want to burden the chair of the vice chairs, but I think there's the GSC that can do a lot of the work in terms of how we build that outreach and get to those countries who are not represented here at the GAC. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I have Denmark, please.
Thank you very much, and we would like to commend Spain on their tremendous work in this area, and we really hope that we'll be able to start implementing these recommendations here. And I would like also to echo the past colleagues that we believe that outreach is of tremendous importance as well. And regional representation of the chairs as well. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Denmark, now I have Russia.
Thank you. I would prefer to speak Russian. Thank you.
What I would like to say is relatively simple. Going back to the working groups, we have the working groups listed on our GAC website, but it's only available to members. And if we're trying to improve GAC transparency, then that limits access to these materials. But in fact, we could open access to it. In fact, this information is publicly available. We just need to change that on our website. Thank you.
Thank you, Russia. Next, I have China, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We concurred with the proposal to increase the number of GAC vice chairs with the intention to play a more important role in ICANN. GAC needs to strengthen its own capability construction and make a strong voice in ICANN. It requires the wide participation from all of the governments and public authorities of different regions. Add more vice GAC chair and vice chair, especially vice chair, really promotes the coordination function among the regional governments or internet communities and forms coordinative mechanisms. It's very important at this stage. Thank you.
Thank you, China. And our final speaker is Lebanon.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Quickly, I welcome the proposal to increase the number of vice chairs to help as we move forward. The second item, I welcome members to join the working group on government and IGO engagement. And I'm happy to say that a couple people in the past couple days have joined the group and they seem to be very active. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, so we are running a little bit over time, so I think this is a good place to conclude on a very positive note. So clearly there is a lot of interest and a lot of support for the measures outlined in the document and further suggestions coming forward. So this is clearly a matter of interest to colleagues in the GAC on an ongoing basis to improve our working methods and provide support to new members in this committee. So with that, many thanks to Spain for your continued efforts and your efforts to date in bringing us to this point with these proposals in front of us. So thank you. And